hear about that couple in South Carolina. They were just kind of hanging out. Anyway, they see something gray sticking out of the mud, right? And they go over, and they felt the need to pull it out. Like, if I see something sticking out of the mud, I'm just going to be like, okay, thing sticking out of the mud, like, walk away. But not them. They were curious. They pulled it out, and it's a good thing they did, because it was a megalodon tooth, a actual tooth from a dinosaur that was, scientists say that it's at least 3 million years old.
A tooth?
A tooth. They found a fossil, an actual fossil.
Mm. Can they sell it? Can they put it on eBay?
Maybe that's how we know about it. Maybe it was on eBay.
What do you do?
Like, what do you do if you find something like that? I mean, do you call science? Hi, science. I think I have something for you. You know, do you call a museum? Do you try to sell it?
You put it on Let Go and have people call you up and bid on it. Yeah, I don't know what you do with something like that. You would try to take it to a museum, but I don't, you know, I have no museum, so I don't know where to take it. But I think they have enough dinosaur teeth at the museum. We don't need no more.
you think that's what happened? They called and said, "How we found a dinosaur tooth. Now we got plenty."
Take the Antiques Roadshow?
But it's weird that, yeah, Antiques Roadshow would be the place to take it. Seriously, there's an antique for you. Well, so is this from your family? No, we found it. It's ancient. Why would you think that the thing you found is 3 million years old? Like, I would find something and think it was like a souvenir. I mean, it is Charleston, South Carolina. Aren't there like tourists everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And how would you know it's a tooth? You probably think it's just a rock.
Right, exactly. Or just something like, I don't know, that washed up on shore from, or like a regular shark tooth.
Mm-hmm. But a massive shark tooth. Probably,
yeah, massive.
Big.
I'd be like, oh, this is an orca tooth or a shark tooth. Like, how on earth did they even think to themselves, this must be a relic?
I think the only place you could take it is Rick from Pawn Stars. Rick would probably buy it. Him and Chum Lee, they would probably offer you $15 for it.
I love that they always downplay stuff. It's like they know stuff is worth about $80,000. They're like, I'll give you $20.
But they'll have a guy come in and look at it.
Right.
Stay here. I got a guy who will come and he'll look at it. And the guy will be like, yeah, that's a real shark. That's a real dinosaur tooth. Oh, really? Yeah, that's the only place I would know to go is to Rick from Pawn Stars. So I'd have to go to Vegas.
Yeah, I wonder if you have to give that stuff up and not sell it. I feel like finders keepers in this situation.
I mean, did they find it on the beach?
Yeah, they found it on the beach.
See, if you find it on the beach, it's fair game at that point.
Right. I mean, like, if I found a quarter on the beach, would I then be like, whose quarter is this? Nah, it's sticking in my pocket.
Right. If you're walking down the beach and you find a necklace that somebody left, who do you give that to? You take it.
Unless it's the necklace from Titanic that she threw overboard, in which case, yeah, it could be worth something. Then you call Rick again.
You call Rick. That's the only person I know. Is the Rick, I got a necklace and a dinosaur tooth. You're going to need to bring two different people to look at this crap. Two experts, not one.